gentlemen, Jess and the Planners, thank you for tuning in to Faith and Max. I want to make an announcement. I like blue t-shirts. I bought these in Hawaii. I was preaching, so I get to wear them. I got a bunch of them. There are little differences. They all look exactly alike, but there are certain differences. Guy says, they look like it's the same shirt. Well, they're not. They're not. And they're very expensive t-shirts. Praise God. Everything's expensive in Hawaii, you know what I'm talking about? Why am I talking about this t-shirt to start with? Anyway, God is so good. Kathy said, makes your eyes look blue. I can't look at those, y'all. Just see what's what. I want to talk about something today that I wish everybody would do. I do this, and I've done it all my life. Never compete with anyone. Don't try to be better than anybody else. Now, I believe in sports, you know, the Olympics. You know, in other words, you do your best not to beat the person next to you, even though that happens. When you've done your best, even if you came in last, you were still number one because you did your best. I used to tell that to Jody years ago when she was in school. I said, you know, Jody, I want you making straight A's. But if your best was a C, it's an A, in my opinion. Do your best in everything you do. Here's a wonderful scripture. I love it. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Listen to this. For do I now persuade men? Or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. I was trying to please someone else when you ought to be pleasing God Almighty, man. He's the one you're going to stand before in that great and wonderful day. Now look at Psalms chapter 139, verses 14 through 16. I love that when it starts out with this. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So you thought you was ugly. You ain't ugly. Well, I was fat. You ain't fat. You might be a little fluffy, but you ain't fat. Why? Because you fearfully and wonderfully made, whether you skinny or whatever size you are. Look at this. I got to say it again. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. You look at yourself in the mirror and go, I don't look bad, dude, because I'm a work of God. That my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee. When I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance, O God. Yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in contents were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. You got to understand something here. You fearfully and wonderfully made. That's a good statement. So why would you ever want to be sad? Why would you want to be depressed? Well, I'm not as pretty as she is, or I'm not as built as he is. So, you're living. You're here. You got up this morning. You got something to give to the world because every person has a gift from God. And all you got to do is exercise it. So, you know what? As I'm getting older, my hair can't get any whiter. Let's face it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think bleach wouldn't help it at all because it's white. So, when I started out, I had brown hair. Well, actually, I started out with white hair. I was a cotton head baby. But then it turned dark chocolate brown, and it went back to its original color when I was born, white headed. But that's all right. It didn't make any difference. Now, I have no problem with people dying their hair. You do what you want to do. You see, because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. If you like you, I like you. You know, people used to say that about me all the time when I was in school. I mean, I dated every kind of girl, fat girls, skinny girls, pretty girls. You want to call them ugly? I don't know. Maybe they wasn't as pretty as somebody. I didn't care. I just like people. I still do. Boy, and there's some people, boy, I tell you what, I wanted to throw a football as far as as they could. I couldn't do it. I didn't have that talent, so I didn't compete with them. And when I did something better than most other people, was a good guitar player I was, I didn't show off about it. I didn't try to compete with somebody to beat that guy. You can learn something from anybody, anywhere, anytime, if you're just looking and listening. So never compete with anybody. Just be who you are. And you know what? Somebody say, you're not this, you're not that. Well, the Lord says, I am what? Fearfully and wonderfully made. I decided to believe what God said instead of what your criticism says. And if you'll do that, you'll learn never to compete with anyone, and you'll have one of the most wonderful lives. It will be a blessing. Faith that fact today, and you will be blessed.